public hearing regarding applications for well pads. Is there a motion to open?
Make a motion to open.
Thank you, Director Moore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Director Davenport. All in favor?
Aye.
So you can see, excuse me, the following permits. There's nothing as far as craziness, nothing different out of the norm. The only thing I would like to bring your attention to is the amendment. I think it's in yellow. Is it in yellow on y'all's copy? Probably not. BWA, it's on the second page of the applications. Yeah, right halfway down. It says amend, and that is just, they have 360 million gallons currently permitted, and they're expecting to probably pump that much more coming up soon. They're going to go through some busy, oh, thank you. Give that to Philip. And so that's why they did an amendment. They've already paid the $10,800, so that's what that huge number is for Brazosport Water Authority. That was the only thing that was a little different.
So let me ask a question on on page one or page two. Is Biscayne Bay, Shadow Creek Ranch, is that has that increased?
Have they increased?
Yeah.
Don't think so. I mean, let me look at them. Shadow Creek Ranch, look through. That's right on top. Is that a new well? I think that's new.
Yes, it will.
I was going to say, because they used to get water from the city of Houston.
They have a couple of, we have a couple of wells with them, don't we?
Yes, Shadow
Creek. Through Lake Management.
Lake Management.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's just one of their newest, but I didn't know that they got water from them either, yeah. Too. Let's see, Lake Maintenance, lots of that. Normal commercials. Do y'all see anything that jumps out? Any questions about? The only thing other that was kind of wonky was on the very last one. It's called Convenience Store and Truck Stop. They just haven't named it yet, so I'll have that changed when I decide on a name. If you don't have any questions, is there a motion to close?
Well, I have one, only because it's just so much more than everyone else. The one for what 360 million, that's BWA? The one we talked about, but there was another one for, I think it was in this other.
Right here. 25 million and 15 million?
No, 300 and Monarch Energy, 309.
Where do we have that?
Jones Creek. And Monarch. I was just going to ask, is that, since it's a, I don't know, is it a.
Are you looking at, minutes from the past?
Yes, you're looking at page 9.
Yeah, you're looking at, from last. Yeah,
I was just,
the last meeting.
Yeah, and I was just saying, on that 309, is that used for production? What's the...
Yes, sir. So it's a hydro generating plant. So what they do is they actually take the water out of the ground, run it through a trolysis to separate the oxygen from the hydrogen, the hydrogen from the oxygen. And so they use the hydrogen to power their generators. And then they pump the water back down into the ground with injection wells.
Maybe I wouldn't hear for that. When I see one that gets up there pretty high, I like to at least make sure I understand what it's being used for.
I didn't realize you were on that.
And they'd be running it through a reverse osmosis system, so to kind of take out some of the salinity before they pump it back down into the
ground. How much goes back down?
Quite a bit.
90%?
I'm not an engineer. I don't want to lie to you. I can get you that answer, though. I can definitely get you that answer.
I'm just curious, just a guess.
But it's pretty efficient. You know, it's just pretty much just taking the hydrogen out of the water and then putting it right back down into the ground. Yeah, and using the hydrogen as fuel.
That's funny, taking the hydrogen out of H2O. Oh, it seems like you'd only have O left. I'm not a chemist.
and that's the reason why they run it through reverse osmosis, because when you have the high oxygen levels, it can become salinity, like real salty kind of. So they run it through reverse osmosis before they actually put it back down in the ground. And then TCEQ will be monitoring their injection wells. They have to get a permit through TCEQ before it goes back into the ground. They have to do testing and all of that. So
to monitor the salinity?
Yes, to go back down into the water, water table.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I feel better about it.
Yeah. Any other questions? Not rushing, y'all. If you don't have questions on the applications, is there a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Thank you, Director Davenport. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Director Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
The next agenda item is to approve the permit applications. The ones that will that are ready for approval would be A, B, M,